Today we're talking about the anointing, and I've got a picture to show you up on the screen, hopefully. I think it's about the third slide. Yes, here we go. I'm wondering if you could just talk to the person next to you and just have a conversation. What do you think is happening here? Who do you think it might be? What do you think is happening? Have a little chat to the person next to you. Come and tell me, tell me what you think is happening. So come forward if you think you know what's happening here. Here we go.
I think this is David being anointed to be king.
That is so good. So David, David being anointed to be king. And so what's that older man, and who do you think he is, and what do you think he's doing?
Samuel the prophet, he is anointing him by pouring oil on his head.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that story?
That's pretty much the same as him.
Same. Say it again, just in case.
Pretty much same as him.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us again? Because I reckon there were some people who weren't listening. So it's good to hear things twice. So what do you think is happening in the picture? Even if he said it already, it's good to hear it twice.
The prophet Samuel, I'm blessing David with holy oil.
That's really good. That's exactly pretty much the internet search that I did, and that's what came up. David being anointed as king. So just while you're here, I might need your help, both of you, for something else. So I've got some oil down here, and here's a little jug of oil. And so in this picture, we see that David had oil poured on his head. And this was a symbolic anointing that was kind of a sign to show the people that this man was going to be king. So, do we have a volunteer? Who would like me to pour this on? You want? Oh, you know what? Okay, sounds cool. Yeah, okay, sounds good. This is awesome. Sorry, Bob. Yeah. Oh, wait a sec. What's your name again?
Aram.
Aram, yeah.
Awesome. So Aram, we're pouring some oil on your head. And this is... Yeah, that's cool. Good job. Awesome. That's one of... I am so... Yeah, that's all I poured on you. Yeah. You did so good. Thank you for being so willing. You know what? Let's give him a clap. That's awesome. Good job. I wanted us to see what that looked like with oil being poured on someone's head. And you know what, boys? If Aram hadn't offered that, I was actually going to volunteer to have oil poured on my head, but I don't need to now. Isn't that lovely? Thank you. So in this picture, the oil is symbolic, okay? And whenever we read the Bible, because we can't see God's presence, and so God used these symbols, and this time it was oil to represent his presence. So when you see that picture, or when we see what happened here, oil being tipped on someone's head, that in the Old Testament times, that was a sign. It was kind of like, it was telling the people, it was showing the people that God's presence is going to be with that person and help them do God's job. God's presence is going to be with that person and help them do the job that they need to do. For David, he was anointed to be the king. We also see other people who were anointed to be priests, to serve in the temple and to do other different things. Now, we've got a different thing has happened in our Bible, and that is the Holy Spirit was poured out on all of the people who follow Jesus. So you might not have had a bottle of oil tipped on your head. You could ask your parents to do that if you want to, but you might not have had that happen to you, but the Holy Spirit has been given to all of us who believe in him. Today, I really wanted to have a service focusing on God's presence, on God's anointing. And what we're going to do is we're going to have set up around the room different places where every single person, if you want to, can be prayed for and anointed with oil. Okay? That's what we're going to be doing next, very, very soon. And as we do this, we will be praying for God's blessing on your life. We're praying for God's presence for and God's anointing to help you with whatever it is that God is calling you to do. Now, that might sound a little bit unusual. What we're not going to do, we're not going to pour a whole bottle of water on your head. I have these little special containers. Now, I'm going to tell you some things that we're not going to do. We're not going to pour a lot of oil on your head. We're not going to use a horn like that. We've got these little things of oil here. Now, there's nothing super special about this. It's not imported from Israel. It's not a special kind of oil. The oil, we don't have a superstitious belief. There is no power in this oil. But this is just as we had a picture in the Old Testament of something that we could see that represented God's presence. This is something that, as we pray for you, it's something that you can see and feel, and it's a symbol of God's presence. So the oil is actually meaningless in a way, but as we do this, it's a symbol of praying for God's blessing and God's presence with you. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. Would anyone like me to demonstrate? Can I have a volunteer? Okay, you're good at volunteering. I tell you what, this is the last time and then someone else has to volunteer, okay? Okay, so what we're going to do, Michael, it is Michael A.
Yes.
So thank you for helping me because now everyone gets to see what we're going to be doing for other people. And so what we're going to do is just put a little bit of oil like this. Now I like to draw a cross on your forehead, okay? And what I'm going to do is going to pray, God, I just thank you for Michael. Lord, as I place this oil on his head, I bless him in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for your presence that shines through him. Lord, we ask for more of your presence for all that you are calling Michael to do. Amen. 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 Just like that. So that's what we're going to do. And so you as a family or an individual, or if you're here with friends, you could bring them with you. We're going to be inviting leaders and staff, people in our church, to be placed around the room to pray for you. Now, another thing that might happen, sometimes that person might have a specific prayer, that as we pray for you and anoint you with oil, there might be something God places on our hearts. And for me, just as I pray for you, I know, Michael, that God has gifted you with a voice to speak his words. And there's a reason why you like being up on stage, I think, is because God has placed something in your heart that is a calling to speak and to communicate and to share and to speak about God's love. I remember times where you have got up in this church and you have shared prophetic words with the church that were things that needed to be heard and that they blessed and encouraged people. So as I'm anointing you with oil, I'm also remembering a verse that I'm going to share soon for everyone, but there's a verse that says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news. And so as I'm anointing you, I'm also praying that you will have God's courage and anointing to share his word with those who need to hear it. How does it feel to hear that?
Whoa.
So when I say that, you know, just as we say the oil is almost meaningless, you know, like there's a sense of there's nothing special about me praying for you. There's nothing special about the oil. It's actually all about God, and asking for his help to do things that are bigger than we can do in our own strength. So that's what we're praying for. That's what the anointing is, praying for God's presence, God's help, to do things that are bigger than what we can do in our own strength. So it's actually all about him. It's not about you. Did you know that? It's cool, eh? But there is a calling that God wants all of us to step into, okay? So be encouraged, and thank you again for volunteering. Really appreciate you. Let's give him a clap. Okay, so pretty much that's the most of the message. And we're going to spend time just breaking into groups around the room to offer to pray for anyone who would like prayer. Now, around the room, there's also some different stations for children, some activities, some things to discover a little bit more about the next parts that we're going to talk about. And there's also communion up the front, so that you can come as either individually or with your friend or with family to come and take communion in your own time as well. So the next part of the service will be a bit messy. There'll be some music playing in the background, and just you get to flow and go to those places and receive prayer. As I was thinking about this message, though, there was four things about the anointing that I really had on my heart. The first one I just shared with Michael, and I was going to share this anyway, but this is specific for him and for others that God is calling. God's anointing enables us to proclaim good news to the poor. God has sent us not just to live our life for ourselves, but he's sent us with his mission and his ministry to those who need it. And so one of these stations, and I'm wondering if someone could wave their hand of the four, which is the one that's talking about God's mission? Is that over there? That, down the back here. As you respond to be prayed for, if this is something you specifically want prayer for, then go to the group over there. Does that make sense? Okay. So the next thing that part of the anointing that was on my heart was anointing for healing. In James 5, we read, "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call for the elders of the church to pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord." There's this prayer for those who are unwell. Over here, there's another station called healing. And if you want prayer for healing, either physical or emotional healing, then we would love to pray for you and anoint you with oil. Part of this, you know, Jesus heals people. He has the power to heal. In the big story, we know that when we're in eternity with Jesus, we receive these new bodies. We are physically made perfect. Now, somewhere between now and then, complete healing can happen. Somewhere between now and then, we'll probably die as well. So that this healing thing will never be complete until Jesus returns again. However, we do see examples where people are physically healed. And as well as that, we have this belief and faith that whatever we go through, God's presence will be with us. So if you're not well, we would love to pray for you. We would love to pray, firstly, that you will know God's presence in the midst of whatever you are facing. And secondly, we also pray in hope and asking for a miracle as well, just because the Bible said to do so. The third part of the anointing that I had on my heart was for wisdom. In 1 John 2, it says, "The anointing that you have received from him abides in you. You have no need that anyone should teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true, it is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him." There's something about God's presence. If we draw close to him, if we're listening to his voice, then the Holy Spirit is teaching us. There is this anointing that abides within us as we cling to Jesus. And that's one of the prayers, and I think that one's over there, for wisdom. I really felt that there were some people here today that as we pray for you, as we bless you, anoint you with oil, there were people that needed God's wisdom for significant decisions in their family, in their workplace settings, in their future. And we would love to stand and pray for you for God's wisdom, his anointing of wisdom. And the fourth thing that we're going to pray for is anointing for unity. Psalm 133 says this, "How good, how pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head." It goes on to say, "poured on the head of Aaron, flowing down through his beard and down the collar of his neck." I don't know how that feels like unity, but the Bible describes this anointing oil connected with unity. So over on the station over here, there'll be people who will be happy to pray for you, specifically for unity, reconciliation of relationships Okay, so those are the four areas of anointing that I felt really drawn to emphasize today.